Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Hallelujah. Come on and just begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and just begin to magnify Him in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our tribulations, in the midst of everything that is going on in our nation right now, everything that is going on in your home, every setback, every dilemma. Come on and still choose to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Daily Fire Devotion Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, including a new topic, live prayer altar call, and ending with your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams. Listen and grow. Today we're in verse 11. Again, that is Psalm 42, verse 11. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how to tune in with Daily Fire. Stay connected with me. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live here on Daily Fire Devotion, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org, or on blogtalkradio.com. But if you cannot tune in live at 7, follow on blogtalkradio.com and text the word, the message DF, to phone number 33222 to follow so that you'll receive the recording via text at 8 a.m. Eastern. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. There are also some announcements regarding food giveaways, financial assistance in Florida to help felons pay all of their outstanding fines and court costs so that they'll be able to vote in November, all of the information to register for the free food giveaways Monday through Friday for your family or for yourself, as well as the links to register to receive the funding to pay off the court cost. All of that information is on the outreach page on my website, rossi.org. So visit rawsi.org and spread the word. You can follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. Let's get into this word. It's going to grow your life today. Psalm 42, verse 11, reading from the KJV. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Praise the Lord for the reading of His Word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire Devotion is hope. Hope is what we need right now. Hope is what we have to hold on to, because all around us, there is chaos right now. There are live protests in Louisville, Kentucky, in Seattle, Atlanta, D.C., Denver, L.A., New York, and so many other places regarding the grand jury's indictment in relation to the late Miss Breonna Taylor. Before that, there were protests regarding Jacob Blake, George Floyd, Elijah McCain. The list goes on and on. Within that same time, there are people who have died from COVID-19, people who are dying from COVID-19, and people who are newly diagnosed with COVID-19. Due to the situations, there are people who have lost their jobs, and they don't know how they're going to make it, especially now that the extra federal aid ended. Although it's being worked on again, it ended. Hope. What is so great about hope is that it is the fire that burns within you to let you know that all is not lost. There is still something left that you can do. Hope will keep a person from going over the edge. Hope will stop you from committing suicide. Hope will stop you from killing someone else, committing homicide. Hope will cause you to look around and question within yourself, what can I do to be part of constructive change for whatever the issues are, because I understand that there is still something left to do. That is what hope does. In Psalm 42:11, David had to remind himself of that very fact. Being in a place wherein his spirit, his mind, his soul, his heart, everything within him was just tired. Have you ever been there? You're just tired. You just want to give up. Surrender. Throw in the towel. You cannot take it anymore. And if anything else happens, you're going to burst just tired, angry. You've had enough. That's where he was. And so he had to ask himself the question of, why are you here, soul? Why are you so cast down? And why are you so chaotic? Why are you in such a place of flux? Why are you wobbling as if you had really forgotten who God is? You know, that same God who brought me out before, that same God who made a way out of no way, that same God who performed miracle after miracle, he had to question himself and then remind himself, hope thou in God, yet praise him, yet honor him, yet thank him, yet believe in him, yet follow him. Yet get your second wind in him. Yet get your strength in him. There are still things that you can do. There are still things you can do regarding politics. Stop just waiting until the national election of president to vote. Vote in your local elections. Hold your local electorate accountable. Run for office. get involved in volunteering in social justice activities. For whatever side of the aisle you're on, there are still things that you can do. Put demands on your vote. Quit voting party affiliation just because that's what your mother voted or your father voted or that's what your friends vote. Put demands on your vote. Ask the question of the candidates and require an answer. What are you going to do about the things that matter? And don't let them give you some kind of platitude or safe answer. No, specifically, what are you going to do about it? The office of president is elected. The office of attorney general is elected. The office of sheriff and mayors, those offices are usually elected. The offices of senators, the offices of your school board, the offices of your county commission, they are elected offices. Sometimes even the office of dog catcher is elected. Get involved in every aspect. Get involved for whatever matters to you. Run for office yourself. Volunteer in social activities and organizations. Help make the world a better place. Help someone who's in need financially. Bless someone. Get another degree or another credential. Learn how to manage money. You understand what I'm trying to say to you is that no matter how it seems, there is always still something else that can be done. Hope thou in God. We are not those without any hope. The last thing left to do, and the first thing always to do, is hope. Yet will I still praise thee. Let's go into prayer. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we hope in you. We hope in you. The fire still burns within us, that you are still present. You are still God. You are still Alpha and Omega. You are still the first and the last. You are still he which was, which is, and which is to come. There's nothing impossible for you. So today we hope. For a better world, we hope. For a better nation, we hope. For better justice, we hope. For better healing, we hope. For better health, we hope. For better finances, we hope. For peace, we hope. For love, we hope. For unity, we hope. For righteousness, we hope. For our children, we hope. For our jobs, we hope. For our neighborhoods and in our own homes. For our churches and ministries. For our own sanity, we hope. Glory. The psalmist said that you are the health of our country. Our joy is in you. Our peace is in you. Our love is in you. Our victory is in you. We hope. And yet will we still praise thee. Now, Father, I lift up everyone listening. Those listening now and those who will listen later. That you bless them, encourage them, touch them, uplift them. Bring hope. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on and worship the Lord as I prepare to give the altar call and end with your task for today. Say, I hope. Say it again, I hope. Hope is what you need. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who lost hope, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin. I repent of giving up. I repent of throwing in the towel. I repent of having lost hope. And I ask forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Be my hope, glory. Be my hope, hallelujah. Be my hope, yes. Be my hope, God. Yeah. Be my hope, hallelujah. Now I confess that thou art the Christ, and I am saved. I am rededicated. I have hope that you will heal our land. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ and welcome to the land of hope. Now listen, make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church. Make sure that if your church is not yet open physically, you're still attending online. And if you have no place to attend, we welcome you to attend online at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. Sunday mornings on Facebook at 11 a.m. Eastern, Pastor Errol Cooper Sr. and Lady Tony Cooper. Again, that is First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, located in Miami, Florida. We also remind you to go to my website on the outreach page, so you can sign up for the free meals. The sign up is free. The meals are free. They're distributed Monday through Friday, but you have to sign up first and tell anyone you know in Florida who has a felony conviction and cannot vote because they have that conviction and have not paid their fines about how they can get free financial assistance. The money is paid directly to the courts. All of that information, the contact information, and the links are on the outreach page at rawsi.org, rawsi.org. Now, our topic for today's Daily Fire is hope. Your task for today is to hope. Don't let your hope die. Continue to praise God and then do your part by getting involved. There's always something to do. Don't let the hope die. I'll see you in the morning at 7 a.m. Share this with someone and text the message DF to phone number 33222 to follow Daily Fire. Hope now in God.
It's been a long time coming, but I know